Hello, welcome to Raw Japan, episode 126. This is Brandon Chin broadcasting from my toilet in Itoshima, Japan, Itoshima, Fukuoka. And yeah, I'm jet lagged, so I'm still, my sleep is weird. I've always read that you should keep your schedule the normal way so that you can condition your body to basically get back into the rhythm. And so that's what I'm trying to do. about to go to sleep in well, before 10, I'm trying to go to sleep. So, you know, I'm trying to double task here while I take a little poop, give you a little bit of juice. That was really graphic. So today I thought we'd talk about over tourism in Japan. So I used to live in Kyoto for a year, and while I was there, I noticed there were a lot of foreign travelers from abroad in downtown, and you could tell the natives or the locals were very disgruntled because it was such overwhelming numbers, especially during the season, the peak seasons, which are like spring and autumn and summer. I mean, but Kyoto is like, I mean, basically all year round. But especially in the summer, it's really bad because it's so humid and it's just a bunch of people, bodies sweating against each other. Nobody can move. It's quite. It can be overwhelming. I can see why it's overwhelming for locals, especially. Especially those that were used to an older, quieter, slower Kyoto. Because now it's like groups of, it's mostly Europeans and other Asian tourists, mostly Chinese, and they come in groups, and it's people are loud, and there are people trying to buy everything up. And it's just packed. Yeah, so at first, although I was a tourist as well, after living there in Kyoto, I could kind of see also from the resident perspective that the travelers don't really take into mind the so-called rules or expectations of, or what Japanese residents expect from each other. And that's mostly respecting public space by not littering and not being obscenely loud. And, you know, people are traveling, they're talking, trying to reach their family over their family's ears over the other speech around them. So people are shouting and then people get lost. There's a whole bunch of stuff, especially when there are groups of people that are traveling together. You have the leader or whatever probably has some type of speaker or is trying to shout so that the entire group can hear them in the back, and it affects everyone else around you. So my recommendation or adaptation: if you're coming to Japan, I recommend you do your best to see how the locals are acting. Try not to, first of all, get out of your bubble. I mean, you've already done that much by coming to Japan, right? So then now you have to see how, you know, when you're in Rome, do as the Romans do. Check out the locals, see what they're doing. If they are quiet on the bus or the train, doesn't mean you have to shut up, but you can lower your voice and acknowledge that other people are quiet, probably because they don't want to disturb other people's silence or space. So you can do the same. You can emulate them. And littering is just kind of common sense. I mean, it's just public. It's decency and it's sustainable. You have to be, I mean, it's unsustainable to litter. So if you're trying to, I mean, would you do that? If you do that in your own country, then maybe there's some Maybe that another conversation needs to be had because it's probably not welcome in your home country as well, although it might be the norm. So, I recommend when you're traveling anywhere, don't pollute the space. And especially in places that pride themselves on being clean, like Japan and maybe Singapore, and there's other places in Asia as well, and elsewhere around the world. So, you just, it's like being in somebody else's house. You're not gonna just start throwing your trash everywhere. And understand that it can, I mean, polluting as well, anywhere, it can affect you down the road in your water, your food, the air, etc. So it doesn't go away as much as you may think it does. Yeah, so over tourism is a concern in Kyoto. I think they said in 2018 Japan passed 30 million tourists that visited, and they're aiming for 40 million by 2020 for the Olympics, so they're getting closer. And I don't know if Japan is ready. I mean, they are definitely doing a lot of changes in Tokyo and Osaka and Kyoto to prepare, but it's gonna be a huge influx all at once, you know? And a lot of other residents have been talking about how it's gonna affect the, for example, the trains when people go to work and stuff. And it's already packed in Tokyo, especially. Can imagine another how many people coming through and just overstuff in the train. So I don't know, a lot of kinks will be worked out, but I think eventually Japan will be able to get it done. Yeah, so lately I've been thinking, I'm talking about this sending my books out via mail, and what really caught my attention was, why don't I send out basically a little another book, but something that is more based on local stories, where I interview people, local creators or entrepreneurs, and get their stories about their businesses and also what they recommend people do when they travel from the local perspective. And also include maybe one trinket that they would like to give or they recommend that you have before you come to travel, so that you can travel to Japan without having to get on a plane or a boat or anything else. Instant transmission. Go rather, you can read a book based on, I give you a world to visit in my fiction, in my novels, and then I will give you an option to travel to present day Japan in the local area that I'm living in and other cities around me with a local taste to it, give you the perspective from a Japanese creative and give you the link so that you have both worlds to access. And so if you do choose to come to Japan, you have already connections made with the real world. And if not, you'll be able to have traveled here through your dome, your mental dome. So that's what I've been thinking. All right. And you can see the web page now. I'll be adding this local travel thing to the page as well. But first, you can go and check it out now. Watch the video. Kind of weird, I have my mask on in there. www.brendanchin.net/raw and just check out the video, and if it's interesting, you can purchase. Cool. See you on the next episode. I'm gonna finish up this poop. As always, tell one friend about this podcast and recommend an episode or tell them why you should see it and pass it on. Leave a review on iTunes, help other people find it. And tell me how I'm doing, Cool. See you on the next episode. I'm gonna finish up the poop. Take care of yourself. Today is the 16th, and it is 9:19.